back to the Bonfire Podcast, where we talk about the UFC and mixed martial arts with those closest to the fight game. I am your host, longtime MMA journalist and MMA junkie senior reporter, Mike Bond. And here we are, folks, the final show of 2024. I've been teasing this one for the past couple weeks. It is time to announce for the first time the first annual Bonfire Fighter of the Year award. And we took a different approach to this. Of course, you see a lot of the outlets over there over the past few days and weeks announcing their Fighter of the Year selections. It is a two-horse race in 2024 between Ilia Topuria, the UFC featherweight champion, and UFC light heavyweight champion Alex Pereira. Both men had incredible years. This was as close as it gets as far as like two people who achieved amazing things inside a calendar year. I can't remember the time a Fighter of the Year race felt so close in terms of like high level achievements, right? Like sometimes you'll get some people where not a ton happened over the course of the year. It'll be like one title defense, maybe someone edges it out with two title defenses, but it's like nothing crazy. You're not going off a massive sample size. Well, this year that was very different. You had Alex Pereira, who made UFC history in defending his title three times in a 175-day stretch. All of those came under pretty unideal circumstances. UFC 300, he comes in on relatively short notice, the promotion in pretty desperate need to find a main event for that card after all the anticipation, all the hype for over a year leading up to UFC 300. And he goes in there and knocks out Jamal Hill in the first round, gives us an all-time meme pointing to the ground. And of course, it's off to the races from there. I mean, a few months later, he returns at UFC 303, steps in for the injured Conor McGregor and rematches Jiří Procházka on short notice and goes out there, hurts him in the first round, knocks him out with the head kick in round two. Just beautiful stuff. And then just as you thought maybe his year was done, he comes back again in October, UFC 307, short notice, once again, promotion in need of a worthwhile headliner. And he goes in there and puts on an absolute war with Khalil Roundtree Jr. An amazing fight, putting on punishment to each other, but ultimately the attack of Pereira was too much on that night, and he finishes it for his third title defense in 175 days. And just to put into more context how special his achievement really was, only seven fighters in UFC history have defended a title three times in the calendar year, and he did it faster than anyone. As I said, 175 days, just completely remarkable, and may not happen again for many, many years. But then you look at the other side of the coin. Ilia Topuria opens the year in February with a knockout of Alexander Volkanovski to claim the 145-pound belt. Just a brilliant performance from him. And then he follows it up with his first title defense, telling us over and over and over again that he would be the first man to knock out Max Holloway in MMA. And then what does he do? He goes out there and does exactly that in the third round. Another sensational performance for him. And on top of the world is an undefeated, now defending UFC champion. These are two incredible years from two incredible fighters, but how do we determine the Fighter of the Year here? We did things a little bit different here at the Bonfire. I reached out to 100 people in the industry to get an anonymous vote between the two fighters of who they thought was the 2024 Fighter of the Year. And let me just say off the top, I could not be more grateful for the reception and reaction I got to this project. So many people that I really, truly consider respectable people with opinions I keep in high regard. And they were nothing short of welcoming and opening to contribute to this. It really meant a lot, the feedback I got. 100 votes is not an easy thing to collect, but I tried to go to every corner of the industry to find out who was the, I guess, true Fighter of the Year in the weight of the MMA community at large. And this is a collection of a lot of notable people. This was anonymous, so I am not sharing the list, but I tell you now, if you got a look at the names who participated in this, you would be impressed, and the winner, no doubt, would feel, I think, flattered and a little bit honored with the people who contributed to this. So I guess to set the stage a little bit more before I reveal the results here, I will give a few, I guess, pre-reveal notes. I did not participate in this vote. I thought that was the best way to keep things kind of unbiased, to not include myself, but I guess full reveal here, I did participate in MMA Junkies staff vote, which was won by Ilya Topuria in an 8-4 vote over Alex Pereira. So that goes to show, I guess, what happened on the MMA Junkie side. And that was pretty convincing for Topuria, but I did not want to contribute my vote on that side towards this. And people I did also not reach out to was anyone who I thought might have like a biased opinion who's close to either fighter. So their managers, their coaches, their direct teammates, training partners, things like that. I thought that would just be almost a waste of a vote to a degree, because of course they're going to be biased towards their guy. So those are the two main things I kind of avoided in the voting process, but all the people who participated, again, could not be more grateful. So much love for the MMA community for this, and all, you know, friends, colleagues, and otherwise who got back to me. So as we get further into things here, I guess it is time to reveal what happened here at the 100 votes for the Bonfire Fighter of the Year. So in theory, it was somewhat close, but in the end, it goes 60 votes to one Alex Pereira, the light heavyweight champion, to get the victory. 40 votes for Ilya Topuria. Of course, a 60-40 split doesn't seem that significant, but still a stretch of 20 votes. It's kind of funny how it came out kind of perfectly even like that. I thought we might get something weird, like a 63-37 or whatever it may be, but here it ends up 60-40. And honestly, it seemed like this might be more lopsided early on. A lot of early votes coming in for Alex Pereira. He took a big lead early on in this voting process, but Ilya Topuria very much caught up late in the game, but it was too little too late. Pereira crossed that 51 vote threshold to get the victory, and he is the 2024 Bonfire Fighter of the Year. And I guess just a little bit of insight, as I said, I won't show the names who participated, but these are a few of the quotes that I got received back from the people who voted. And I think that just goes to show how close this was and how maybe lopsided it was in the opinions of many, because a lot of these answers are almost saying like it was a ridiculous question to be asked. So here we go with a few. Quote, Ilya Topuria, easy, and it's not even close, unquote. Quote, Alex Pereira, no question, he carried the UFC in 2024, unquote. Quote, can't think of the UFC in 2024 without Alex Pereira, easy choice, unquote. Quote, Ilya Topuria KO'd the two featherweight goats, literally can't do it better than that, unquote. Quote, Ilya Topuria, easy, unquote. Quote, easy choice, Alex Pereira, unquote. So that really goes to show, right, the insight and how the feelings were for this. It was, again, very close. Two incredible fighters, two very deserving, but felt like if we were going to get the full opinion of how this went down from, again, some very notable people inside the sport whose knowledge I very much respect and appreciate, I think it's got to be Alex Pereira. And I can't argue this much further, even though the fact I did vote on the other side of it over on MMA Junkies. So congratulations to Alex Pereira. Honestly, a huge achievement for him over the course of this year. And as I said a little bit earlier, I don't think anyone is going to be, I guess, competing to break that record of his title defenses anytime soon. Maybe he's the only one who can do it himself. We'll see how 2025 shapes up. Of course, a massive year seemingly on the horizon for Alex Pereira. Will he drop back down to middleweight at any point? Will he go up to heavyweight at any point? Or will he just stay put trying to defend that 205-pound belt? What's going to be next? Maybe the Megamed Ankalaev fight. I think that's the one that makes the most sense for divisional relevancy and all those things. And I think the fight a lot of people in the sport would like to see, but we will see. Alex Pereira kind of has the world in his oyster. This was a life-changing year for him. I can't imagine what type of money he made headlining these three cards with pay-per-view points, especially ones like UFC 300 and UFC 303, which were monumental kind of cornerstone events for the UFC, 303 being International Fight Week and UFC 300. Need not more say anything about that. We know how much that event meant to the entire sport and how long everyone was waiting for it to happen. So that kind of puts a bow on this. I know it's a bit of a shorter podcast today. No, you know, interview guests or anything, but I felt like this was the best way to kind of express how this all came together and my process to all you guys out there, instead of just, you know, straight up releasing the results with no additional context or anything. So Alex Pereira, 60 votes, Ilya Topuria, 40 votes. what more can you say? I would look at this and feel very legitimate if I was Alex Pereira. So congrats to him. And I just want to say before I get out of here, as you can all see, not in my traditional spot of recording the podcast. I'm in Vancouver for the holidays, visiting family and all that kind of stuff. Had an engagement party with my fiance the other night. So it's been a great holiday break here, but very much looking forward to getting back into the UFC schedule in 2025. We will have a couple more shows before the first event, including a more complete awards and year-end special next week with a special guest. It will be Megan O'Leary. Very exciting times. We did a half year podcast with her and then she is coming back to wrap things up. So Megan, as close to the sport as anyone gets, and it'll be very exciting to have her here to do an award show for the first time full on here on The Bonfire. So stay tuned for that next week. For now, if you are watching this before the New Year's, I hope the holidays have treated you well and be safe on New Year's Eve. Don't drink and drive, all those things. And if you're watching it after the fact, I hope you had a safe, healthy and happy New Year's, and let's all kill it in 2025. Thank you so much for everyone who has supported the show as I've tried to get it off the ground. It's been a long journey and trying to figure out when, where, how I would launch my own podcast, but we made it, we did it. And here we are over a dozen episodes in, which feels kind of surreal in a lot of ways. So please everyone, any continued support you show, whether it's subscriptions, follows, comments, all that stuff, audio, video platforms, it all is meaningful to me as we try to get this further into a place where, you know, it's just doing big things in the sport. That's what we want. So thank you all. Happy New Year. And congratulations to Alex Pereira, the 2024 Fighter of the Year here at The Bonfire.